better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burdens down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burdens down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burdens down. Every round goes higher and higher, since I laid my burdens down. Every round goes higher and higher, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory,
praise the Lord, somebody. Come on, let's bless the Lord in the church tonight. Amen. It's Friday. This is show what you got tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ain't got no choir to help us. Glory to God. We just gonna do what the Lord say do. Amen. Amen. Y'all know how well I'm down there in Mississippi where I'm from. Amen. Praise the Lord. They just let the choir, just let the Lord have his way. Some good old foot stomping music. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some good old foot stomping stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Something like, he's a battle axe. No, I ain't going to sing that, but they used to come on with it. Hallelujah. Somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. No. I stay in my lane, y'all. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Give God a great big hallelujah in the church. Reverend Kitchen is going to come. Amen. Come on, let's hear Reverend Kitchen tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that tonight. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. to us. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. How many know that he made a way? You made a way all week long. You made but you, God, you made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. Every head bow, every eye close. Our Father and our God.
Yes, Lord.
Again, it is in your Son, Jesus. Mighty name we come. Lord, this hour, this minute, this second, this moment, to say thank you. Because you've been good to us, Lord. And it was you that brought us early this morning and up until this present time. And we say thank you. Come now, Holy Spirit, and sup with us. Manifest your spirit within us. Come now, Holy Spirit, be with us and shine upon us in our hearts and in our minds, in our precepts. Come now, Holy Spirit, as you always do. Father, fix us this hour, this moment, that we receive your word. Bless now your preach man of the hour right now in the name of Jesus. Crown him with wisdom. Crown him with knowledge. Crown him with understanding. Crown him with clarity right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as you've done so many times, clean us up so that we can receive what you have for us. Bless this church. Bless our pastor. And bless all the members and the deacons, the mothers, and all them that it takes to make up this program. Come now, Holy Spirit. Be with us and manifest your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. If you would, our scripture tonight can be found in the first division of Psalm. First division of Psalm. Psalms 1. It reads, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteousness. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls.
Brethren, y'all come on up. We're going to act like we're going to do something. Amen. We're going to act like we do something. Come on, come on, brother. Y'all help us, man. We might act like we're going to do something. That's all right. Hey, amen. Y'all just come up here. Amen. We're going to Amen. Just let the Lord have his way. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Whatever I sing, y'all sing. Amen. Oh yeah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, give him a hand. Amen. Y'all ready? Give yourselves a hand. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's try to sing this old church song. Do Lord, do Lord, Lord, remember me. Y'all help us if y'all don't mind. Do Lord, do Lord, oh Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, oh, do Lord, do Lord, remember me. Oh, give us some good hand clapping. Oh, do King it well, Lord, remember me. Oh, when I'm and I can't get well, oh Lord, remember me, Lord. Oh, when I'm sick and I can't get well, oh Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, remember. Come on and do Lord, remember when I'm sick, Lord, I can't get well. Lord, y'all ought to help me here tonight. Lord, when I'm sick, fellas, you know what you do, Lord. Yeah, yeah, Lord, yeah. Oh, Lord, do Lord remember when I'm on this Christian journey, Lord, I'm about to feel it here, y'all. Oh, while I'm on this Christian, will you do it, Lord? Yeah, when I'm on it. What you want him to do, Lord? Lord, oh, Lord, do Lord remember? Come on and bless him, y'all. Woo, glory to God. Then the Lord won't come in. Just ask him, do Lord. Thank you.
Do Lord.
Hallelujah. Brother Hightower is going to come and bless us with a welcome.
Good evening. I, Dennis Hightower, one of the servants here in New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, would like, and on behalf of my pastor, Dr. Steed, Lady-elect Steed, Chairman Deacon Dillard, Pastor Brown, we give you a most hearty welcome, you and your church family, and any other visitors I missed. Thank you for sharing with us on our Men's Day Revival. Monday night, Sweet Home, Wednesday night, Sweet Home through Lit the Fire. Last night, Pastor Mitchell threw a log on. Tonight, pour the kerosene on and let's blow up in blazes tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That reminds me of that movie, The Color Purple. Y'all know what I'm talking about when Mr. was. What's so amazing about it? Every time I think about it all, they cut to that scene. Pastor, you know where the rocking chair just. Whoopi done left the building. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. While he's on the way, we're going to ask Deacon Radley if he'll just come along with Brother Hightower. Let's prepare to bring our gifts to the Lord, bring our offering to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us stand in the sanctuary. Amen. Amen. We will just stand in the sanctuary as we prepare to bring our gifts to the Lord. Then we know that we've been tasked. Amen. We've been tasked. Responsibility. Amen. Let us rise on our feet in the church. Let us, Father God, we come now to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for these gifts that will be brought. Bless now the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just come on around. Just that the ushers will lead you from the rear of the church.
Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here.
Oh, Lord,
come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Come by here. We have a revival, Lord. Come by here. We're having revival, Lord, come by here. We're having revival, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here.
Oh, God bless you tonight. Amen. Amen. Brother Radley, if you will. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Bless you tonight. We're just grateful to be here. Amen. Most certainly, we honor our pastor tonight, Dr. Steed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Dr. Brown. Amen. Elect Lady Brown and Elect Lady Steed tonight. And to all of you, my father's children, we thank God for you tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. We've had some meeting over here on the Brownsville Road. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the saints of God was walking in the church and she said, Elder, we've been having a little church over here. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. That's what we come for. Amen. Well, it's preaching time, y'all. It's preaching time in the church. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Now,
Dr. Brown ain't no stranger. He almost a son of New Hope, amen. Cousin to the pastor, praise. So we family, amen. So we just gonna say, okay, preacher, come on and preach to us, amen. Hallelujah tonight, fellas. Let's try to do just a little bit of something. Is that all right? Anybody feel the spirit up there? You still want me to feel the spirit? Amen. That's all right. Stand on your feet tonight. Amen. We're gonna try to do this little old song. We ain't gonna do but a little bit, and Dr. Brown's gonna come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise the Lord. I don't want to forget Pastor Love. Amen. I'm sorry, Pastor Pimpton. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. We're just so glad to have her coming and being with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Her and her road dog. Amen. I mean, Sister Cherry. Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Come on here. Victory today is mine. And I told. What y'all said?
Get.
Fellowship one more time. I don't know, for some reason, feel like I've been at home. It's just something about New Hope. Amen. Long before I was pastoring Second Baptist and even New Beginning, I would come in fellowship with Pastor and New Hope years ago. And I was saying, if I didn't have a church, I'd be right here. Because we all family, aren't we?
Amen.
We're all God's children. And it means a lot when you go somewhere and you feel welcome and you feel right at home. That means a whole lot. Amen. You can worship better. You can praise better. You can meet everybody and look like we're just glad to meet one another. How that song go? Glad to be in the service. One more time. Come on, help me with that.
Glad to be in the service. Well, I'm glad.
Come on, finish it for me.
Oh, glad to be in the service one more time.
I'm going to.
Now, some of this, First Lady, don't laugh at me. I told y'all I stay in my lane. Come on, somebody that know it. Come on, saying, come on. Come on, sister. Whoa. He didn't have to let me live.
He didn't have to let me live. I'll take over. Let me in the service one more time. One more time, y'all. One more time. Glad to be in the service one more time. Amen. I'm glad to have with me Sister Brown, my wife. I tell you what, let me just use one of them. Glad to have with me my wife, and my wife told me when I left home, she said, make sure you do a good job, because I don't want to get up there and got to finish up for you. She can do it, too. She can do it, too. Amen. I also have with me Brother Dobbs and Sister Dobbs. Do we have any more Second Baptist folks in here today? None today? All right. Amen. There's a word from the Lord coming from Psalm 1. There's so much in this particular psalm, and I like the way God has it fixed, that it's the introduction to everything else in the psalm. And it says, blessed or happy is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight, yeah, that's a good delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. I like this part here. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Tonight we're going to have preaching, teaching, lecturing, talking, shouting, everything going on tonight. Amen. And I have the subject that the Lord gave me. He gave me a big word. Yeah, I went to Google it, doctor. That's a big word. Yeah. We want to talk about the analogy of a real Christian. The analogy. I started to go, since it was for men, the analogy of a real Christian man, but I knew some women was going to be in here too. But how about a real Christian person? A real Christian. I have discovered this, Dr. Steve, that we really need to know what a real Christian is. Because they are the ones we emulate. And they are the ones that we are able to explain to other people what a real Christian is. Because the world see a whole lot of people come into church, but that don't mean they're Christian. No, sometimes roaches come into church too, don't they? Yeah, that don't mean they... Yeah, but the world today needs to see real Christians, not just church members, but real Christians. And so when we look and examine the first psalm, it kind of gives us an analogy what a real Christian does and even how he thinks. Now, the word analogy means to compare. The comparison between two things or two people for the purpose of explanation or clarity. When you compare things, anything's together, you will see the noticeable differences. So when we compare a real Christian to a person who is not a Christian, then we are able to understand the total difference between the two. And so in Psalm 1, the psalmist is comparing the righteous man, a godly man, with an ungodly man. And he's letting us know what the godly man does and what the ungodly man don't do. Now when we look at the word Christian, a Christian is a person who is born again. Amen. Following the teachings and examples of Jesus Christ, who's our Savior, our Master, our Lily of the Valley, our bright morning star, our wheel in the middle of the wheel, our Lord and Lord, our King and King. We following Jesus. And I like that's what Paul said. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So when we look at Jesus, Jesus is our best example on how to be a Christian. Now the word Christian means to be Christ-like. And I found this out, Dr. Steve, that you can't be like Christ unless you study Christ. You have to study Jesus to be like Jesus. I'll never forget that film when Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles. Y'all remember that? He did a great job, didn't he? But what happened, what Jamie Foxx did personally, he went and spent some time with Ray Charles. And he was able to walk like him and talk like him and swing like him because he emulated the man. He met the man for himself. And that's what we have to do with Jesus. You don't want to hear about Jesus. You want to meet him for yourself. Like the hymnologist just said, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, wounded, and sad, and I found in him a resting place, and he had made me glad. You got to meet him for yourself. And when you meet him for yourself, something's going to change, and something won't remain the same. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things had passed away, behold, all things become new. Now, personally, if you want to study Jesus, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And here Jesus is on the scene of history, doing what God has sent him to do. You see, we have to realize this, church, the whole Bible is about Jesus. The Old Testament is the preparation of the coming of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the manifestation of Jesus. When you get to Acts, that's the propagation of Jesus. When you get to Epistles, that's the explanation of Jesus. And when you get to Revelation, that's the consummation of Jesus. The whole Bible points toward Jesus because he's the Savior of the world. Yeah, you see, any man being Christ, he's a new creature. All the old things had passed away, and behold, everything becomes new. When we become new born-again persons, led by the Holy Spirit, we develop a new standard of holy living. That's what Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So when you meet Jesus and you become born again, it produces a new relationship. When you become a new creature, you begin to set new goals, cultivate new habits, develop new attitudes, establish new reputation,
carries new responsibility and employs new method of worshiping and praising the Lord. When you meet him for yourself, everything becomes new. What did they say? I looked at my hands, and my hands look new. I look down at my feet. They're still small, but they still look new. What a new man. And I tell you what, when I look back and think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. So I can't complain. I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm glad I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, because Jesus changed me. What about you? He changed us from the inside out. Real Christians, the new life of a real Christian continues to grow. Notice what the psalmist said, that righteous man is going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And if you ever want to see a real tree, Google the sequoia tree. Those trees are the largest trees in the world. I was looking at one the other day studying about it. It's 105 feet in diameter. Over 2,000 years old. But it started from a little bitty seed. And it's still growing. I say it's still growing. That's why the Lord said he wants us to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And one thing about a tree stays where it's planted. Trees don't walk across the road at night. But if you drunk, they move. Yeah, they move when you're drunk. Stay sober and they won't move. They don't want to jump out in front of you when you're sober. But God wants us to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And this is what a real Christian does. See, a real Christian grows like a tree. Yeah. See, what happened when you're growing, if you notice the season with trees. Yeah. See, a certain part of the year, the leaves fall off. Yeah. And then they get naked. Yeah. Yeah, they get naked in the wintertime. Don't y'all do that now, yeah, okay? But the tree, let the tree get naked in the wintertime. Amen. And what's happening, it shakes off the old stuff to make room for the new stuff, a new joy, a new praise, a new happiness, a new worship, a new pride. The same old God. All things become new. But you got to get rid of some old stuff to get the new stuff. You got to get rid of them old habits to get some spiritual habits. So that tree continues to grow. And that tree is blessed by the Lord. Notice what the psalmist says. I don't care whatever he does. God's going to bless him and prosper him. Why? Because he's doing things God's way. Doing things according to the word of God. The real Christian is a loving person, a happy person, a joyous person, a grateful person. But above all, he's a saved person because of Jesus Christ. And that blessed man is so happy that he's going to continue to do what thus saith the Lord. You see, the blessed man is not only trying to do it with the word, but he has some help with the Holy Spirit. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons, they are the children of God. And then what happens to this new man, this growing Christian, is always aware of what he's doing and his surrounding. Notice what the scripture says. He don't stand in the way of a sinner. No, he hang around and scorn and talk about folks all day. Because he don't have time for that. Because he's meditating on God's word day and night. And we know God's word is like a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. David said, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to thy word. Thy word is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, dividing asunder, going down to the marrow of the bone, and even the intent of the heart. Yeah, see that real man, he's want to get into God's word because he don't want to hear foolishness. He don't want to be messed around with worldly people because the godly man, he watch where he walks, he watch where he stands, and he watch where he sits. Because you got to be careful. You want the world. I put it this way, brothers and sisters. When somebody look at you, what do you want them to see? What do you want? I don't want you to see Leroy Brown. I want you to see Reb Brown. Because Leroy Brown's a mouth. That boy's a mouth. I tell you, he was out there so far, you need binoculars to see him. That boy was out there so far, I was out there smoking and choking, drinking and stinking, hooking and crooking, and didn't know God was looking. Yeah, but the new man, I done put myself in park now. Why? Because I'm just waiting on Jesus. Yeah, see, the real man knows how to follow the example of Jesus Christ. Yeah, he knows how to follow the word of God. See, the real Christian is not perfect and never will be perfect. The real Christian is not sinless and never will be sinless, but the real Christian is forgiven. Yeah, we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are forgiven because what the scripture say, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, a real Christian is honest with himself. A real Christian is truthful with himself. And you got to tell yourself sometimes, say, self, I say, mm-hmm, what you want? Self, you know you messed up? I say, yeah, I messed up. Go get on your knees to Jesus. I say, yeah, here I go again. Be real. Be real, because your conscience is the judge in your bosom, and it will always tell the truth. Yes, amen. And when you mess up, you know you messing up before you come messed on, up. But thank God for forgiveness. Yes. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, because it looks beyond all our faults and still supplies every one of my needs. Many times I think about by God calling me to be a pastor, Dr. Reed. I say, now, I know you know better calling me. I know you know better. But what happens is this, we may be unworthy, but we're not worthless. We still good for something. That's why the Lord look beyond your fault and supply you with every one of your needs, because we are diamonds in the rough. And he got a chip on us. Every now and then, slap aside the head. Every now and then, put you on a bed of affliction to get your attention, because he want to mold us and shape us unto the creature he want us to be. Oh, yes, a real Christian goes through trials and tribulation. And a real Christian, he want us to grow like that tree by the rivers of water. Now, you take that word grow and do a cross with it, G-R-O-W. To grow as a Christian, G, we must give ourselves to a whole lot of praying. Everything starts off with prayer. Everything continues with prayer. And everything ends with prayer. You got to pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. Tell God all about it. Go into your secret closet. Tell him that stuff that you ain't going to tell nobody else. Tell him that stuff that only he can fix. And he'll fix it for you. Yes, he will. You got to give yourself too much prayer. Aura, we have to grow. We have to read God's word. Read and study. Study and read. Read and study, come to Bible class, come to Sunday school, come to any form of Christian education so that we can grow in the word of God. And then the letter O is for organized obedience. Yeah, you can be obedient, but in the wrong place. Amen. You might be obedient in prayer, but you're out of socket when it comes to tithing. Yeah, he wants everything obedient, done decent and in order. And then the W stands for be a willing worker for the Lord. And when you're willing to work for the Lord, he'll help you to grow symmetrically. In other words, everything will grow together. You're not going to be running around here with big feet and a little bitty head. Or big head and little bitty feet. You want everything to grow together. Amen. Yeah, you don't want to be looking like that. Look at brother so-and-so with that big water head. They ain't got nothing in there. That big old water. No, you don't want that. You don't want that. You want to grow right. And when you're doing it God's way, you're going to grow right. He that thinketh he standeth, take heed, lest he fall. Yes, a real Christian also continues in growing in the areas of the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, you see, one of the things God wants to grow in, he wants to grow in that agape love. Not Eros, Stalke, and Filio, but he wants us to grow in that agape love. And if you want to know how to grow in agape love, ask God to teach you how to love your enemy. Teach you how to love your friend. Teach you how to even love him. And he'll teach you. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my way is easy and my burden is light. And how you going to love your enemy unless somebody teach you how to love your enemy? And I asked the Lord, how can I love my enemy? And he gave me a very good illustration. He said, you remember when you were my enemy? I still woke you up every morning. Huh? I still allowed you to go do what you did. And above all that, I died for you. So I want you to die for me. And then when you allow the Lord to teach you how to love, you will really know how to love. You'll be able to love with some patience. Love with some joy. Love with some temperance. Love with some meekness. Love with some understanding. You'll be able to love like God loved. And he's the only one can teach you. That's why you got to spend some time with Jesus all by yourself. So real Christian grows the way God wants us to grow. Amen. And then whatever you do for the Lord his way, he's going to make sure you prosper. Amen. So when you do it God's way, he's satisfied. And he want to use you as an example for others. Amen. Because when you do it, the favor of the Lord will be upon you. And what the scripture say, when you commit your ways to the Lord, he'll even give you the desires of your heart. You don't even have to ask for it because your mind is on the Lord. When you want to do it his way, he'll put it there for you. That's the kind of God we serve. But you got to be committed to him. You got to be steadfast. You got to be unmovable, always abounding in the works of the law. For as much as you know, your labor will never be in vain. You got to fall in love with him. Yeah, man, I had my wife, when we made 20 years, we're 38 years now. When I made 20 years, I told my wife, I played a trick on her. I said, babe, I got something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. And I said, babe, you know, I'm in love with a man. She said, whoa. I said, hold it, baby, hold it. I said, hold it before it go too far. I said, his name is Jesus. She said, oh, I love him too. I said, that don't make it no better, baby. She said, what you mean by that? We want both of us in love with the same man. In fact, all of us in here are in love with the same man. And that's joy, ain't it? And we're not fighting over him either. Because we know him for ourselves. Amen. So that's what happened with the godly man. The godly man spent personal time with the Lord. And when you spend personal time with the Lord, you can tell him anything that's on your mind. Because the Bible says you go into your little secret closet and you tell him all your secrets, all your faults, all your failures, all your shortcomings. Just tell God about it. But when you come out of that closet, you're not going to come out the same way you went in. You're going to have joy when you come out. You're going to have peace when you come out. You're going to have strength when you come out. You're going to have contentment when you come out. And you're going to be happy when you come out. Because I spent a little time with Jesus. And he made everything all right. Then also, a real Christian will always be aware of the evil one. Yeah, I call him a bow-legged sissy. That's all the devil is, a bow-legged sissy. That old devil. That old evil one. He walk around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, let me tell y'all something now. Don't ever think you can't talk back to the devil. Who he think he is? Is he greater than Jesus? No, he ain't. If I can talk to the omnipotent one, if I can talk to the omnipresent one, who would that loser think he is? Had it made, the next time the devil tell you where you've been, you tell him where he's going. He's going to hell. I'd rather catch all the hell I can on earth before I go. He's the one going to the lake of fire because he had it made and messed it up with his stupid self. And he had us stupid for a long time. But when I came to Jesus, he changed me from the inside out. I'm telling you, I didn't know how stupid I was until I met Jesus. I'm telling you, boy, listening to that old bow-legged sissy, keeping me in trouble. But a real Christian is aware of his enemy. And that's why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Yeah, put it on. Start from the head all the way down. Put on your helmet of salvation. That means you saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been redeemed by the blood. You've been atoned by the blood. At early Sunday morning, I said early Sunday morning, he rose with all power in his hand. So having that helmet of salvation, you're saved by Jesus, and once saved, always saved. You can't lose your salvation. No. Let me see what happens sometimes. Sometimes we might get into the flesh like David did, and we might backslide. Yeah, but Jesus got this thing fixed. You can always slide back. Amen. He is the door, and he makes that door fixed that can swing both ways. And the same way you went out, you can come right back in. Yeah, we got to be aware of the evil one. Not only the helmet of salvation, but we have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Get it right, keep it right, and stay right with Jesus Christ. Then you have your loins girded about with truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth gonna make you free. Not only make you free, but set you free so you can be free. Free to worship. Free to praise, free to pray, free to shout, free to will, do all what you want to do now. Because Satan had his bound. Amen. Yeah. Then we have not only the helmet, the breastplate, but we got the shield of faith, which quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. Yeah, and then we got something to fight back with. We got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But then again, we got something on our feet. We got the gospel shoes, so we can go and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, how he woke me up this morning, how he started me on my way, put joy in my heart, clapping in my hand, stomping in my feet, and give me praise on my lips. I got to tell somebody. I can't keep it to myself. That's what happened when you get contact with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Yes, the real Christian is constantly taking off and putting on. He's taking off the old man and putting on the new man. And then what happened too, watch this, brothers. You see, when you start getting born again, you got to leave some of the old men alone. Yeah, like Jim Beam, Johnny Walker, Sir Malcolm, All them old boys. Yeah, leave them boys alone. And even leave Bloody Mary alone. Don't go nowhere around that. Amen. Because that's the change. Amen. So now we're going to get high on Jesus. We don't need weeds anymore. No, we don't need to be out there smoking and choking, drinking and stinking, hooking and crooking, slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding. We don't have to do that no more because we're real Christians now. And we told the old devil that the old man don't live here anymore. Because we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yeah, see, the real Christian gets high off of prayer. We get high off of praise. And everything we do, and everything that has breath, we need to praise the Lord. Yeah, see, we got to praise him in the morning. But why do we praise him? We praise him because of who he is. He's our maker. God is the maker and supreme ruler of heaven and earth. Inexpressibly glorious in holiness and worthy of all possible honor, confidence, and love. Yes, that in the unity of the Godhead, there are three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Equal in every divine perfection and executing distinct but harmonious offices in the great work of redemption. That's who we are worshiping. That's who we are praising. That's who we are depending upon, our Creator, and it's he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, yes, real Christians know that our God is a good God, and his mercy endureth forever. Our God is good all the time, and all the time he's good. A real Christian knows that our God has all power in his hand. Power to help you to walk right. Power to help you to talk right. Power to help you to live right. Power to help you to think right. Power to help you to do right. Power to help you to pray right. Power to help you to praise right. He has all power. Not only power, but he got authority. Yeah, you see, the captain may have some power, but the general got authority. The captain may have a jeep, but the general got a jet. That's what you call authority. And that's what I got. He can speak and man will live. And he can speak again and man must lay down and die. What a mighty God we serve. And then, brothers and sisters, always remember there's nothing too hard for our God. No, just look at the stars. The heavens declare his handiwork. Talking loud and saying nothing. Ain't saying nothing, but it's giving God all the glory, giving God all the praise, giving God all of the honor. And I like what Paul says this in Ephesians. He said, now unto him is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, a real Christian loves to do the will of the Lord. The real Christian is opposite from the non-Christian. You see, that ungodly man, he has no respect for God. That ungodly man don't love God and he don't love people. That ungodly man is an unholy son of a gun. He's unthankful. He's unholy, without natural affection, false accuser, despisers of those that do good, traitor, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, for such turn away. Well, yes, there's a big difference between the godly man and the ungodly man. And I find this out, too. You got so many ungodly people out here. They're not only evil, but they're nasty. They're filthy. Low down. I be lower than dirt. There's some low-down nasty people, got some low-down nasty ways, say some low-down nasty words, and do some low-down nasty things. But the godly man is not so. That's low down, ain't it? I mean, they're low down. Y'all know what, y'all be around some of them Caucasian folks. Some Negroes too. Amen. Yeah. They got some low down. And I tell you what, they teach you how not to be. Because now we want to live to please God. Man looks on the outside, but God looks at the heart. The ungodly man is not, his name is not written in the Lamb book of life. The ungodly man have their part of the lake of fire that's burning with fire and brimstone, and they're going to burn forever and ever and ever and ever. They're going to suffer forever and ever and ever and ever. I think about, see, we need to think about that sometime. We need, what the scripture says, that the godly man, he reads and studies God's word, and then he meditates on it day and night. And when you're meditating on something, you're taking that word or whatever being said, and you're turning it over from one side, and you look at it. Then you're turning over on the other side and you're looking at it. And when the Bible tells us about the lake of fire, the first thing come to my mind, Dr. Steve, is the two hottest places on earth that I know. One is a volcano and the other one is a steel mill. And just imagine now somebody tied you up and threw you in that volcano. And you down there burning and burning and burning. Suffering and suffering and suffering, howling and screaming, and nobody coming to your help. What a mighty God we serve. He mean business. He's letting us know. He's not holding back nothing. He's letting us know what's going to happen to the saints and what's going to happen to sinners. But I'm so glad Jesus is coming back again. Amen. I'm glad, like the scripture say, that the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain going to be caught up. I say caught up to meet him in the air. You'll have a family reunion in the air. And when we have that family reunion in the air, he's not going to say, you've been a real Christian. He's not going to say elder, bishop, or potentate. He's going to say servant of God. Well done. You've been faithful over a few things. Be ready to go home, y'all. You've been rulers over many. Be ready to go home, y'all. Because that's what the Christian does. He's looking forward to see Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I want to see Jesus. I want to see God. I want to see the Holy Ghost. I want to see heaven. I want to see that tree that bear 12 men of the fruit. I want to see that street that's not paved with gold, but made with gold. And I want to hear Jesus say, servant, servant, servant. Well done. Well done. Well done. Amen.
Praise God. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Amen. Putting on that new man. Hallelujah. Truly, Dr. Brown has blessed us tonight. He brought such clarity and such understanding. Amen. So now is the time for those who don't know the Lord. Amen. To be introduced to the Lord. And he's available to you, no matter who you are. The songwriter simply says, come unto Jesus while you have time. Come unto Jesus, make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Somebody know, for he will take care of you. Just come to Jesus while you have time. You can come by letter, you can come by Christian experience, amen. You can come by way of candidate of baptism, amen. But the Lord said, whosoever will, let him come. There's nothing so bad that you have done that if you ask the Lord to forgive you, that he will forgive you. Won't you receive him tonight? If you have not been saved, this is an opportunity for you, amen, to invite Jesus into your life. I'm not soliciting you to join New Hope. I'm asking you to join Jesus. Get him in your life. And when you lay down tonight, and if you don't wake up in the morning, you know everything is going to be all right. But you have to submit yourself unto the Lord. Will you come? Come unto Jesus while you have time. Get in a hurry right now and come unto Jesus. All you got to do is make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Somebody know, for he will take care of you. I invite you, come to Jesus while you have time. Maybe some of you out there tonight has been weighted down. You've been carrying a heavy load all week. Now is a good time for you to release some stuff. Jesus simply says, casting all your cares upon me because I careth for you. All you need to do tonight is just turn it over to Jesus. Stop trying to figure it out when he's already worked it out. Give it to him tonight, amen, that he might bless your soul. Are you a preacher? Come on up and pray for us tonight. Amen. Come on, come on. Amen. I want you who wants to release something to just stretch forth your hands toward the altar. Amen. And say, Lord, here it is. I give it to you right now. As the preacher come, amen, just remember me. Pastor MacDonald, amen. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, Father. I stretch my hand to thee. No other I know.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we bow down to tell you thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning.
Thank you.
We thank you for starting us on a brand new day.
Yes, Lord.
A day we had never seen and a day we shall never see again.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for traveling grace to make it to your house of mercy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And prayer one more time.
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you for your preach word, oh God.
Uh-huh.
Father God, we thank you for your preacher.
Pray watch me.
But oh God, somebody here in the house on tonight,
yes, Lord,
have came into your house with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
Father God, we lift them up to you right now.
Right now, Lord.
Father God, we're praying for every soul that is here tonight,
yes, Lord.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, whatever weighs down on them, oh God,
uh-huh,
we pray right now that they will give it to you and leave it right
yes,
there.
Lord. Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, we're praying for sickness right now. Now, oh
yes.
God, we're praying that you deliver the sick right now,
please,
oh God.
Lord.
We're praying for minds right
yes,
now, oh God. For we know that you can fix our broken mind, yes, oh God. Yes, Father, yes. God, you can fix a broken heart, yes. Oh God. Father God, we pray right now, God, that right you now. Would just have your way have in your our way. Lives.
Yes.
Father God, that you may receive the glory, the honor, and the praise, yes. that's due to you. Father God, we pray for the New Hope Baptist Church on tonight.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Pray for the under shepherd on tonight,
yes,
oh God.
Yes,
build him up where he's torn down.
Yes.
Strengthen him where he's weakened,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
Hold him in the power of your right hand,
yeah,
oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue to crown his head with wisdom,
yes,
knowledge,
Lord.
And understanding of your word, oh
uh-huh.
God. Father God, I pray, oh God, that you could throw your loving arms around
yes.
the New Salem Church, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Help him to be a beacon light in a dark community,
yeah,
oh God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Help him to continue to spread your word
yes,
and
Lord.
Let them know what thus said the Lord, oh
yes.
God. Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would have your way
have your
through
way.
The New Hope Baptist Church,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
Father God, I pray right now, oh God, for this community, oh
yeah,
God, that you
yeah.
would show up and show out, oh God.
Yeah,
I pray for this city, oh
yeah.
God, that you will show up and show out.
Yeah, yeah.
I pray for this state and this country, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
That you will look down upon our leaders, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father God, that you will touch our leaders,
touch.
Oh God, that you will direct our leaders,
yeah.
oh God. Father God, we just give you glory and honor to you tonight,
yeah.
oh God. I pray for those behind prison walls tonight,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
I pray that you'll knock on the door of their heart, oh God,
yes,
that they may call out on your most holy and righteous name
yes,
and
Lord.
Say, what must I do to be saved,
my
oh God?
Lord,
Father
Lord.
God, we lift up those that are in mental institutions
yes,
tonight.
Lord.
We pray, oh God, that you'll touch their minds,
touch
oh God.
Tonight,
transform their minds, oh God,
yeah.
that they may open up their mouths and call upon the name
yeah.
of Jesus, oh
Jesus.
God. Now, Father God, we pray right now
yes.
that
yes.
you'd help us to be a new creature.
Help us, Lord.
Help us to stand on your word.
Yeah.
Help us to tell somebody else
yes, Lord.
What you've done for us.
Yes, Lord.
Help us
Lord.
To go out into this world
yes.
and to be a beacon light
uh-huh.
and let our light so shine
yes.
that men may see our good works.
Thank you, Lord.
And glorify you which
yes.
is in heaven. Now, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way.
In Jesus' name we pray this
yes.
precious prayer. And the saints of God say it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Stay up here. Amen. Amen. We should feel a little lighter now. Just look at somebody. I got a new walk over in Zion. And it's mine, mine, all mine. I got a new walk. Over in Zion, and it's mine, oh my. You gotta tell somebody, I've got a new name over in Zion, and it's mine, mine, oh mine. Somebody ought to be glad about it. I got a new name. Over in Zion, and it's mine, oh mine. One more thing, I've got a new shout over in Zion. Come on, help me. And it's mine, mine, oh mine. I've got a new shout. Over in Zion, and it's mine, oh my. Bradshaw was saying, I've got a new song over in Zion. Come on, help me. And it's mine, mine, oh mine. Yeah, I've got a new song. Can't nobody sing it but me. Over in Zion. Oh, and it's mine, oh, mine. Praise God, amen. You might be seated. I like this, I like this. This is real church. This is real church. One time we didn't have all that music. Amen. Had that foot stomping, hand clapping. Glory to God. People was really ready to serve the Lord. Amen. But now we done got so sadiddy. We just fold our arms, look around like folk crazy, instead of giving God praise for what he's done for us. Truly, he blessed us tonight by way of Dr. Amen, Leroy Brown. What a message, what a message. Amen. I ain't going to try to say that big word he used. Praise God. Amen. Google it. Amen. Come on, man. Y'all finish up here and we're going home. Amen. Y'all got something y'all want to tell us?
Tonight. Thank you tonight. I'm going to ask Dr. Fairley to come and express to us. Praise the Lord to our services for Sunday. This has been a good week, amen. Yeah. We've had some good church up in here. Yeah. Somebody ought to say amen for the Lord tonight. Give him a great big God bless you. We ain't gonna be long. We just want to do what the pastor say do. Y'all praise God for Dr. Fairley. He's we tried to do this together. Amen. Amen. We was in this together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dr. Fairley, he was on the phone all the time with Nicole and Lord Jesus. And between the two of them, amen, I couldn't get no rest. Every time I turned around, my phone was going ding, ding.
good evening, church. Thank you, Elder Bradshaw, for this. Part time. I appreciate it. I've been here every night. I've been satisfied every evening. But I want to thank Dr. Brown. He gave me a new concept called a devil bow-legged sissy. I can't wait to get in the car to tell the people what Dr. Brown called a devil. Y'all come and see us on Sunday. 7:30 service, 10:45, Men's Day. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Brown, we got a little love tip gift. I was going to say it. Oh, praise. Oh, y'all ready? Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Thank you. Amen. We praise God for Pastor Dr. Wimbush, and we praise God for Pastor Mitchell and for Pastor Brown this week. Amen, amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We're gonna try to end this up Sunday. Amen. 7:30, Elder Dukes will be here with us from Carrollton, and at 10:45, Reverend Wilson from down in South Georgia. Amen. We're looking for you. Amen. We can't do this without you. We need you. Amen. Praise the Lord to come and help us in this great 2022 Men's Day. We want to thank our pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We were looking for, well, I'll tell y'all all about that Sunday. We're getting ready to go home. I'm hungry too.
Praise God. God bless you. We thank Elder Bradshaw for presiding the three nights. Amen. He did a wonderful job, and we just thank God for him. Amen. And to all of these men that started devotion, and they started on time. Amen. We appreciate you. Appreciate you. Praise God. My mother, I was talking to my mother. She said, y'all having that Men's Day revival. She said, are the women coming too? I say, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. But we thank God for our men, amen, for participating. And once again, as Elder Bradshaw said, we thank you for being so supportive all week long. Thank you so very much. Amen. First lady, raise your hand. Let them see you tonight. Amen. Amen. First lady Brown, raise your hand. Amen. You know, they always coming up with a new name.
I don't know what's going to come up next. See, now they say lady elect. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen next. Amen. Hey, praise God. But anyway, the country has adopted that the president's wife is the first lady. Come on, somebody. Amen. First lady. And if you look up lady elect in the Bible, it's somebody with some wisdom. Amen. Somebody with good character. Amen. They don't say nothing about no preacher's wife. Hello, somebody. I just want to get that straight. Amen. So, like I said, you call me whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. I'll be all right. Amen. Amen. Pastor Pemberton, would you like to have a word to say tonight? You've been calm. Amen. I know the weight is on you. She used to run fast now. Praise God. But we thank God for you being with us tonight. We're going to miss her. Amen. But we know that she's on a mission. Amen. And her family, they're on a mission. Thank you, ushers. Y'all been wonderful all week long. Amen. All minds are clear. We're going to stand and we're going to go home. Amen. Again, we thank you all for your participation. Amen. Brother Chambers, good to see you, sir. God bless you. Amen. And this great preacher, pastor, thank you, brother, for coming and sharing with us tonight. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbors. A neighbor, if this church was just like me, what kind of church would this church be? Good night.